years ago, some page 445.
Char, char, punch.
Yeah? Okay, ready? This is Bhagavad Gita. All together.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Bhuya Eva Mahabaho Shrenume Paramang Vachaha Yateham Priyamanaya Vakshami Hitakam Yaya Name Vidu Saragana Parabhavam Namaharshayaha Ahamadir Hibhivanam Maharshinam Cha Sarvasaha Yo Mama Jamanadim Cha Veti Loka Maheshwaram Asamuda Samartyeshu Sarva Papai Pramuchate Bhudir Gyanam Asammoha Shama Satyam Dama Shamaha Sukam Dukam Babo Babo Bayam Cha Bayam Eva Cha Ahimsa Samata Tushtis Tapo Danang Yasho Yashaha Bhavanti Bhava Bhutanam Matai Vaparitag Vividaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maharshaya Sapta Pure Chadvaro Manavas Tata Madhava Rajasa Jata Yesham Lokam Ima Prajaha Itam Vibhutim Jogam Cha Mamarjo Veti Tatvataha So vikalpena yogena yujate natra shangshayaha. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanditaha. Machita magata prana bodhanyan parashpatam katyantashchamam nitya Tushanti charamanti cham. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Tadami buddhi yogam tam iramam upayantate. Tesam eva nukam partam aham agyana jam tamaha. Nasyami yama babasto jnana dipena baspata. Arjuna uvacha. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shashvatam Devyam Aridevam Ajam Vivom Vahushtvam Rishtaya Sarve Devarshir Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime Sarva Mitarvitam Manye Yammam Vadashikhai Shava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Anadanavaha Swayam Eva Manatmanam Vetatvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhuteshu Deva Deva Jagatpate Bhaktum Arhasya Sheshena Devyahi Atma Vibhutayaha Yabir Vibhuti Bir Lokam Imangstvam Vyapya Tishtasi Katang vidyam mahang yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu chabaveshu chintyasri bhagavan maya vistarena mano yogam vibhutim cha janardanam bhuya kataya triptirhi shrinvato nasti me mritam vayam tu na vitriptyam Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Hantate Katayishami Divyahyatma Vibhutayaha Pradanyata Kuru Shrestha Nastyanto Vistarashyame Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhuta Shayastitaha Aham Vadishcha Madhyamcha Bhutanam Antaevacha Adityanam Aham Vishnur Jyoti Sam Ramir Ashvasam Marichir Marutam Masmi Nakshatranam Aham Shashi Vedanam Samavedoshmi Devanam Asmi Vasavaha Indriyanam Manashchasmi Bhutanam Asmi Chaitana, Rudranam Sankarash Chasmi, Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasham, Pabakash Chasmi, Meru Sikharinam Aham, Purodarsham Chamukyamam, Viriparta Brihaspatim, Sinaninam Maham Skanda, Sarasam Asmi Sagaram. Inam Briham, Gyeram Asmi Ekam Aksharam, Yagninam Japa Yagno Shmi, Stavaranam Himalaya, Shvata Savavakshanam, Devarshinam Chanarada, Kandarvanam Chitarata, Siddhanam Kapilo Muni, Uchai Shrava Samashvanam, Virimam Amritod Bhavan, Airavatam Gajindranam, Naranam Naranam Dipam, Ayudanam Maham Vajram, Denunam Ashmikamaduk, Prajanash Chasmi Kandarpa, Sarpanam Ashmi Vasuki, Anantash Chasmi Naganam, Varuno Yedasam Maham, Pitrinam Aryamachasmi, Yama Samyamatam Maham, Praladash Chasmi Daityanam, Kala Kalayatam Maham, Mriga Nam Chamrigindo Ham, Vaitinash Chachapakshinam. Chasmi Shotasam Asmi Janavi, Sarganam Adhirantascha, Vajjam Chaivaham Arjuna, Adyatma Vidya Vidyanam, Vada Pravadatam Maham, Aksharanam Makarosmi, Dvandva Samasikasyacha, Ahamek Vakshaya Kalo, Dataham Vishvato Mukhan, Mrityu Sarvaharashchaham, Udbhavascha Bhavishyatam, Kirti Shvir Bhakchanarinam, Smitir Meda Dhritikshama, Brihat Sama Tata Samnam, Gayatri Chandasamaham, Masanam Margashirshoham, Ritunam Kushumakara, Dyutam Chalayatam Ashmi, Tejas Tejas Vinamaham, Gayosmi Vyavasayosmi, Satvam Satvatamaham, Vrishninam Vasudevoshmi, Pandavanam Dananjaya, Muninam Apyaham Vyasa, Kavinam Ushanam Kavi, Dando Damayatam Ashmi, Nitir Asmi Jigishatam, Maunam Chaivasmi Guyanam, Janavatam Maham, Chachchapi Sarvabhutanam, Bijam Taraham Arjuna, Natarasti Vinayatsya, Maya Bhutam Characharam, Nantosti Mamadivyanam, Vibhutinam Parantapa, Eshatu Deshata Prokto, Vibhutir Vistaro Maya, Yadyar Vibhuti Matsatvam, Srimad Orjitam Evava, Tattar Eva Gacham Tvam, Mamatejom Sasambhavam, Atava Bahunaitenam, Kim Gatena Tavarjuna, Vistabhyaham Midam Kritsnam, Ekaksthenos Ditodagan. So text number 39, we can all read the English together to the end of the chapter. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving nor non-moving, that can exist without me. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from above a spark of my splendor. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So now we're going to play a game. So, you know, chanting together, talking together. It's a very, very nice book. It's called Improvisation for the Theater. by Viola Spolin. So if you look on Amazon.com, you can find it there. And it was a book they were using when I was in college, you know. And it's still in print, one of the very best books. It's games for learning how to become a perfected actor. So one thing is to be able to pronounce together and say things together. Yeah. So you say with me what I'm saying. Okay. One, two, three, five, seven, 14. Yeah. See, you have to do both. You have to listen and talk at the same time. So when you're chanting together, then you can develop this and everybody can go very nicely together. You have to be able to listen and talk at the same time when you're chanting in unison like that. Yeah. And you can develop it a lot. We used to have games out of it in the theater. So you have maybe two groups of four people each. One group goes outside, the other group decides, okay, in our group, he's going to be the leader, like that, you know. And the other group has to come in, and the first group starts saying something, and the other group has to figure out who's leading, like that. And if you're doing it very well, it's very difficult to see who's leading and who's following, like that. Okay. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya. Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. This is from the Gautamiya Tantra. And next verse is a verse that establishes from Chaitanya Charitamrita that Rupa Goswami is the authorized Acharya after Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam. Stapitam jena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamahayam Dadati svapadantakam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalang, Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana, Raghunathan Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana, Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padam. Sahagana. Lalita. Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho. Dinabandho Jagapate. Gopesha Gopikika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostate. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha. Kripa Sindhubeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita. tal como es de God. Okay. So text number, chapter 2, text number 48. Yeah. So the first part of, the first chapter is the problem. Arjuna's got a problem. Yeah. He thinks he's going to enjoy like anything. Revenge. Ooh, my, you know, nothing is sweeter than the blood of my enemy. But then he realizes to do this, he's got to kill his beloved teacher, his beloved, you know, grandfather, and his, you know, younger nephews, and his cousins. They may not be nice guys, he may not have liked them, but they were his cousins. Okay. And so in the end, he decides, not going to do that, can't do that. I'll go away, I'll walk away from everything. But he can't do that either, because he takes his mind with him, his thoughts, his nature, he's a kshatriya. So he surrenders to Krishna. Okay, he says, all right, since you've asked, I'll tell you how things are. First thing, listen, Rabbi, you know, listen, Pundit, you know. You know, your basic principle of all your philosophy is wrong. You're thinking you're the body. Yeah? Let's go. Komaram, the first part there, very first line. Dehino. Yeah, we're going from all these bodies. You look right in this room here, we get it all here, pretty much. Yeah. From youth, we got from babyhood to youth to boyhood to middle age to older age, like that. We haven't got any buri. See, buri John? Nobody old. Oh, yeah, we can over back there. Mature fellow, like that. Yes. So everybody's changing. Everybody here was and will be at these different stages, like that. Ian will be an old guy. With his cane there, with his teeth missing, like that, full of wisdom and, you know, sabiduria, knowledge, like that. Yeah, someday, if he lives that long, right? Yeah. Remember, I was here, I remember when there were two sisters, Radhika and Gopal, they started this place. I remember it all. Yep. Yeah. Okay. It's all happening. So Arjuna understands then that, you know, we're different than the body. The body is changing, you know, and we're all different from each other, like that. So then in about verse 35, the middle of the second chapter. Second chapter is really two chapters. First part is Sankhya, analysis of the elements, okay? And the second part is in a dynamic relationship like that, which is what he's offering is Buddhi Yoga. And in verse 47, which he studied last time, he gives his definition of Buddhi Yoga, okay? Can read that together. Karmani eva dikaraste. Mapaleshu kadachana. Makarma pala hetur bur. Mate sangostva akarmani. Sigaret mat pijiega. Right? So ma. No. Ma. Right? Yeah. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty. Okay? What is your prescribed duty, sir? Yeah, duty. What is your prescribed duty according to the Vedas? According to civilized life, what is your duty that you have to do? Yeah? Is it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Support your country. Yeah. Somehow or other. Okay, these are all civilized duties, and you have a right to do it. Somebody can say, oh, you can't do this. No, you have a right to take care of your parents. You have a right to be a good citizen. You have a right to be clean. You have a right to follow the traffic laws. You know. You have a right to save money. Okay. But you're not entitled to the fruits of the action. Okay. If your old parents are pleased with you and this and that, you say, no, this is my duty. Like that. No, this is my duty. Okay. Never consider yourself the cause of the results. I took care of my old parents. Yeah, a little bit of change in politics, nobody can take care of anybody. Yeah, like that. Yeah. And never be attached to not doing your duty. I'll be detached from all these things. Yeah. So that's kind of very simple philosophy, and in some ways very hard to follow, actually, because it's so like kind of impersonal and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, now today's verse. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam chakva dananjaya siddhya siddhi samo bhutva samatva yoga uchate. Please repeat. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyatva dananjaya siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchate. Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachments to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. And Srila Prabhupada's purport. Krishna tells Arjuna that he should act as a yogi, he should act in yoga. And what is that yoga? Yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. And who is the Supreme? The Supreme Lord is, Supreme is the Lord. And because he is himself telling Arjuna to fight, Arjuna has nothing to do with the results of the fighting. Gain or victory are Krishna's concern. Arjuna is simply advised to act according to the dictation of Krishna. The following of Krishna's dictation is real yoga. And this is practiced in the process called Krishna consciousness. When Krishna conscious, by Krishna consciousness only, can one give up the sense of proprietorship. One has to become the servant of Krishna, or the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is the right way to discharge duty in Krishna consciousness, which alone can help one to act in yoga. Arjuna is a Kshatriya, and as such, he is participating in the Varna Ashram institution, Dharma institution. It is said in the Vishnu Puran that in the Varna Ashram Dharma, the whole aim is to satisfy Vishnu. No one should satisfy himself, as is the rule in the material world, but one should satisfy Krishna. So unless one satisfies Krishna, one cannot correctly observe the principles of Varna Ashram Dharma. Indirectly, Arjuna was advised to act as Krishna told him. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tvakva dananjaya siddhya siddhi samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchate. Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachments to success and failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. Krishna tells Arjuna he should act in yoga. And what is that yoga? Yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. So how do we concentrate the mind? By controlling the ever-disturbing senses like that. Yeah? Are there any children who are not disturbing? Does anybody here have children who are not little children who are not disturbing? Your children were disturbing when they were little? Yes. Yeah. So it's ever-disturbing senses like that. Well, at some point, one man was standing, went to the beach, and he's sitting there on his beach chair with his suntan lotion on, if you're a white guy, whatever. And nice day, some birds were flying, and people were playing, it was very fresh air, and other people were there, and very nice, you know. You notice one man was standing over there with his little inner tube, you know, next to the water, the waves were on his feet like that. He looked back over, and the man was still there, and after about 50 minutes, the man was standing there, you know, the waves. And so finally, he got up, he went over, and he said, "Sir, I'm seeing you standing here like you're waiting for something, you know, but you want to go in the water, too," like that. So yes, he said, "Man," the man said, "Yes, I want to go swimming, you know, but I'm waiting for the waves to stop." Yeah, I'm waiting for the waves to stop. So when my senses become peaceful, then I will become a yogi. Then I will, you know, renounce things like that. But now they're agitating me, and so I will satisfy them like that. Yeah? So different people have different experiences, and you know, different experiences that, you know, this just never happens. You know, of course, famous story with was it Akbar and Birbal, right? He says, "When does his sexual agitation stop?" And Birbal said, "At the time of death." I don't believe it. Old people are free from this, all this irritation and agitation, you know, like that. He said, "Okay, come with me. You know, bring the beautiful young princess with you." You know, so this man dying on his last, breathing his last breath. Yeah, and so Birbal said, "Now, when he goes in, watch and see who he looks at." You know, so the king went in, the emperor of all the worlds, Akbar. And his daughter came in, the man like, look at the girl like that. Yeah. And the same thing. You know, if a beautiful baby walks in, all the women look at the baby just like that, you know. Woo, woo, like that. So everybody's attracted by some kind of agitation in these different relationships like that. You know? So ever-disturbing senses. You know? Krishna is conquered by the love of one who has conquered his senses. Right? That's how Krishna is conquered. You know? It doesn't say to control the mind. Well, meditation means to control the mind. Let me control my mind. Let me do this trick, that trick. Let me focus on a red point and two green points. Let me focus on a candle. Let me do this. Let me do that. No. You know, practically speaking, the mind is absorbed in the senses. The mind is absorbed in the senses. So if we're a conscious, if our senses are controlled, then automatically our mind is controlled. Like that. Why was Krishna stealing butter? Yeah? You know why he was stealing butter? He was hungry? Huh? Not exactly. Many reasons. Yeah. Because they were all Vaishyas, and they were all absorbed in their, you know, and they're all Guptas, right? All taking care of their cows. And so they were all absorbed in their, that was their wealth, their marrow milk, their butter. So Krishna was stealing that. They were very conscious of it then. Oh, the butter thief, you know. They became very Krishna conscious. Yeah. Yeah. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, he stole the gopis' hearts. Like that. Yeah. And so they were all thinking about him. That's why he left, you know, to favor them. Because this Lila Smarana Swarup, meditating on Krishna's pastimes, is a more intense form, Swarup, than his Prakash, manifested form like that. You can have more intense meditation on that. But you can't have one without the other. You know, they kind of work together like that. Yeah? So the whole thing is to engage the senses. You know, Hrishikesha Sevanam. Engage the senses in the service of the Master, the senses like that. Yeah? Prabhupada says here, yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. Yeah? And who is the Supreme? The Supreme Lord is Krishna. And because he himself is telling Arjuna to fight, Arjuna had nothing to do with the results of the fight. So Bhagavad Gita is already here. And the whole Bhagavad Gita is pretty much already described here. You know, if you're intelligent, you can pick it up like that. But for our benefit, Arjuna keeps going through different details, asking different questions, you know, to make it very clear for many different kinds of people, like that, different kinds of people. So any questions? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Got some spill? Spider. Ah, it's a poisonous black leopard spider. I know these guys. One bite and you're finished. Don't worry, it's more afraid of you than it. He's made for more afraid of you than you. Got a bouncer here. Bouncer in the Hare Krishna temple. Yes, in this way. A five gram spider can make a 214-pound man run around the room. Non-violent guy. Okay. There's a centipede over there. All right. So, question? Any question? It's all pretty clear. Are you ready to fight? Are you going to kill your children and your husband tonight while they're asleep? If Krishna comes and tells you, huh? Yeah, so you have to ask more questions then. So Arjuna asks many questions like that because it's very serious. It's a very serious thing. After this, he has to kill his grandfather, who he loves very much. Probably says, you can't imagine how much, you know. He says, for you Westerners, it's like having to turn off your television set or something, like spend one day without television or something like that. You know? No computer, you know, one day. He says, no, he's so attached to Arjuna, to Bhishma, to Dronacharya, like that. So very serious class. Prabhupada says, actually, you can't understand Bhagavad Gita unless you worship the deity. Until you appreciate that Krishna is a person, he has a form, he exists like that. You know? So until you worship the deity, it's not actually possible, right? And also he says, you can't understand Bhagavad Gita until you can appreciate that it's a very, very emotional dialogue, right? Very emotional, you know? Because sometimes there's no reason why Arjuna starts talking about something, why Krishna starts talking about something, you know? But there's a very emotional reason going back and forth like that, logic. Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Like if somebody is giving command, yeah. So how can I understand this coming through Krishna or that person?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So how can we understand if somebody is actually representing Krishna?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same point he says here. It's very important because Krishna says, do it for me, right? Yeah.
Mayi Sarvani Karmani. Mayi Sarvani Karmani. Do all your dharma, all your karma for me. But George Bush says, vote for me. Right? And Bin Laden says, you know, sacrifice your life and die for me. Right? Die for Allah. You know, and all these car bombers, everything else. You know? So it's a very good question like that. You know? And especially at me, the biggest example is Yudhisthira. Right? After the battle was over, there were so many people. What was it? How much? 640 million people or something like that. You know? 640 million people dead. It was a big massacre, slaughter. And, you know, girls were looking for their fathers. You know, and, have you seen my daddy? I haven't seen him, but here's his arm. Like that, you know, like that. Collecting all the parts, you know. And vultures were coming, eating everybody. And so Yudhisthira was thinking that this all happened because I wanted to sit on the throne, like that. If I had renounced everything, then Arjuna would have not fought, and then, you know, all these people would still be alive. You know? So I made a big mistake, like that. And Krishna couldn't convince him, nobody could convince him. But finally, when they went to see Bhishma, the Bhishmadev convinced him that he acted properly. You know? So he's suggesting we take three sources, you know. God, the Vedic scriptures, and the Brahmanas, like that. Okay, see, so age of Kali, Haranama, 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 Eva, Kaiva, Lo, Kalawa, Nisteva. God is present in His holy name. So every day we're doing job, chanting. We're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And different ideas are coming, different plans, different goals. And when you're chanting, you're associating with Krishna. You can talk with Krishna about them. You can see them in comparison to Krishna. So, but you talk to God. You know, this one comedian, Lily Thompson, she says that why is it that when we talk to God, it's called prayer, but if God answers, it's called psychosis. Right? If God talks to you, people say you're psychotic. You know? But no, it's not like that. It actually is. If you talk to Him, He'll talk to you. You know. But you've got to be serious like that. You know, adults are talking, little children come up with some completely idiotic thing about amongst themselves, and the adults kind of just, wait a second, you know, you're bothering us all day. So same way, if you're like that with God, He'll answer you eventually or something. But if you're very serious, very sincere, then you'll get inspiration. But we're in a very contaminated state, so let's confirm this with the scriptures, you know. And so Vyasa, Jesus, you know, Buddha, so many scriptural sources throughout the world. You know? And they're very clear. You know, they have some basic ideas, what they all say, principles of that. If you read them, you find so many things to describe this and that. You know, like that. A king should act to defend the helpless people. Women, children, old men, you know, Brahmins. You know, it's everywhere it says that. You know? Once you've created peace, okay, that's enough. You know, like that. So many places. You have your own inspiration talking to God. If you're taking Prabhupada, you have so many books, you know, 100 volumes of literature, and so many details, you can find the same thing. Okay, so God, scripture, and Brahmanas. So, okay, I think I should do this in all these different scriptural books, because it's encouraged like that, but still, I need some details. So I talked to 6 nice people like that. What do you think? And they'll tell you, and usually you get like a little different angle from each person like that. Oh, thank you. So even if you're wrong, if you're making a mistake and you're going to hell, right, you'll still have your japa beads, Prabhupada's books, and 6 people will be with you. Yeah. So you think, well, that's not so bad. Okay, it's okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Ultimately, he says Krishna is standing next to him, telling him. And when Krishna empowers somebody, you just... Ultimately, you have no choice. You see, this is true. It comes to the point where there's just no doubt. There's just no doubts in your mind. You can't doubt. You know, just, God is talking to me. Yeah. Okay. Luther, the guy right after Christian tradition. Not Martin Luther, is he? Yes, he was. It was Luther something. And Martin Luther also, okay. Martin can't remember. What did he say? What was his motto, you know? You know what his motto was? Solo fide, solo escritura, solo graciosa. Latin. So, Shraddha, Shastra, and Acharya Kripa. And he said, well, those things were sufficient. Yeah? Faith in God,
scriptures, and the mercy of the Acharya, Jesus Christ. So he cut out the parampara of the Catholic Church. So he didn't need that. Didn't need the mercy of the Pope. Other questions or comments here? You can go on reading more. Yeah. Okay, let's read a little bit more here. So this text 48, Krishna says, "Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachments to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga." He said the same thing before. Durena hi avaram karma. Buddhi yoga dananjaya. Buddhaur sharanam andicha. Kripa na palahetavaha. So want to read? Translation? Oh, got you with your book closed. Okay. Text 50. Buddhi yukto janatiha.
Buddhi yukto janatiha.
Ube sukrita duskrite.
Tajmad
yogaya yujashva.
Tajmad yogaya yujashva.
Yoga karma sukaushalam. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reactions, even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. Karmajam buddhi yukta hi. Palam tyaktva manishinaha. Janma bandha vinir mukta. Padam gachanti anamayam. Translation?
By thus engaging devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of birth in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to the
world. Next part? Next. Please read 52 also.
This translation?
Yeah.
When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of Buddhism, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard.
53?
When your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery necklace of the Vedas and when it remains fixed in the chant of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness.
Yeah. So he's speaking this. Yeah, to understand Bhagavad Gita, I think you have to understand the context, and the ambience, surrounding thing like that. It's difficult to understand what he's talking about without understanding Mahabharata, without understanding the whole Vedic perspective like that. Yeah, you will be free from all that is heard, shrota vyasya. What the Vedas are called what? Shruti, that means heard. Yeah, but there's so much. They talk about so many things, different kinds of sacrifices to attain heavenly pleasures and go to Nandakanana gardens and enjoy wine that doesn't make you sick, or different flavors and no shortage of association with beautiful angelic ladies and all these things by doing sacrifices. By hearing from the Vedas properly like that. And it goes on and on like this, so many. And so your mind becomes bewildered by all these things. And so here he's advising him, giving this advice, right? When you get fixed in this buddhi yoga, which is doing your duty without aim for selfish benefit, then you won't be confused by these things. These things are only tempting because you want to get something out of them. Yeah? As soon as you decide, no, I'm just going to do this service because it's my service. What is my activity? What should I do? Like that. Then you're not confused by all these temptations anymore. They have no more temptations. Janakapanda says, without a son, the family has no meaning. Without a king, the kingdom has no meaning. And without money, the whole world is devoid of meaning. I remember one time I was in downtown San Francisco and all these things you could buy and it had no money. No money. And I was walking around looking at things, and I realized it was a fact. Without money, the whole place was meaningless. It had no meaning, the whole place like that. It had a kind of certain meaning to it, like a museum or something, looking at these things like a museum. And so, when we have fixed in Buddhi Yoga, which is to always, always stay on the intellectual platform and be intelligent about things, understand what is my duty and just do it.
You know, then we're not influenced by other things like that. We're very poised, equipoised to go through life, no reactions like that. Is something missing though? Yeah. Is it more than Buddha Yoga? What does Arjuna ask? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out next week. I'm not sure how much we're supposed to go through here. Yeah? Some more? Can we go on with more here? I don't know. Okay, we're going. Arjuna Vacha. Stita Pragna Shaka Basa. Samadhi Stasya Keshava. Stita Di Kim Prabhasheta. Kim Masita Vrajeta Kim. Yeah, what do we read? Translation. Yeah. So the word is prajnasya. What does that mean in Sanskrit? Prajna? Huh? Yeah, prajna. Prajna means intelligence. How is it different than buddhi? Same thing, is it? In your experience? I don't know. I had a big discussion about all the pundits, the court pundits. Asya, oh. Yeah. So he's asking him. Prabhupada translates it as one who is situated in fixed Krishna consciousness. But he's talking about buddhi. You know, now he's asking for the symptoms of something. Somebody who's like this. I don't know why he wants to know the symptoms. He wants to find somebody or see if he has the symptoms or what the result is in more detail. You know. So what are the questions? So look at it there. I can't remember. Remember one? One of them? Yeah? What else? Yeah? How does he sit? Yeah. And of those, what is the most important? You're going to judge somebody. Huh? Yeah? What's his American phrase about that? About well-dressed fool? Yeah? Abraham Lincoln said, if you remain silent, people will think you're a fool, right? But if you speak, you remove all doubt. Okay, yeah. So this is it. So many times, this is the real way to understand something, right? Because something is somebody's character. Once you start hearing, they can reveal their whole consciousness like that, talking with them, interacting with them, like that. You know? So we publish purports. Are we purports? Are we? Yeah. Uh-huh. Purport? I'll read there.
The Supreme Personality of the Lord.
No, sorry. Yeah, it's okay.
Purport, okay. As there are symptoms for each and every man in terms of his particular situation, similarly on those Krishna consciousness has his particular nature, talking, walking, thinking, feeling, etc. As a rich man has his symptoms by which he is known as rich man. Deceased man has a symptom by which he is known as deceased. As a learned man has his symptoms, so a man is transcendental consciousness of Krishna has specific symptoms in various demons. One can know his specific symptoms from the Bhagavad Gita. Most important is how the man is Krishna consciousness speaks. For speech is the most important part of any man. It is said that a fool is undiscovered as long as he does not speak. And certainly, as a dressed fool cannot be identified unless he speaks, but as soon as he speaks, he reveals himself at once. The immediate symptom of Krishna consciousness is that he speaks only of Krishna and the matters relating to him. Other symptoms then automatically follow.
Die. Bhakti, die.
So I can stop, kind of stop here, when little by little like that, you know. But of course, you know, this was spoken 5,000 years ago, right? You know? And you know, things have changed even 500 years ago. That was you know, 1542 or something, 1504 or something, 1507, you know. In America wasn't even, 1492 was when Columbus discovered America. And so, you know, America didn't even exist then. You know, the whole world was so different, just 500 years. What to speak of 1,000 years or 2,000 years or 5,000 years ago. Many things were different. And, you know, it was possible to do Ashtanga yoga then. It was kind of a common activity. People would do pranayama like that. You know? How many people here in their education as children learned how to do hatha yoga in the school or something? They taught you? Someone taught you separately like that? No, I didn't know. It's very common. I know many Indian schools, they teach, you know, hatha yoga. Some, you know, during their physical education time, they teach like that and so on, you know. That's what many Indians learn. Some breathing like that, even still. So 5,000 years ago, also, it was the end of the Dwapara Yuga, the age of bronze. Our hearts are going through cycles. Lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. Our lungs are going through cycles. Yeah. What else? Yeah, stomach is going through cycles. You know, the days are going through cycles. The weeks, the days, the years, like that. So the whole universe is going through cycles like that. You know? Age of gold, age of silver, age of bronze, age of iron, like that. You know? And 90%. What is it? 50%? How's it going? Is 10%? And then it's 20%, 40%, 60%. 60% is the age of gold. I don't know what it is. This one is 10 times as long. I don't know what it is. Okay, why not? Okay, so. What? Yeah, I know. But what percentage of a Divya Yuga is a Satya Yuga? 40%? Okay. So 40% of the whole thing is super good. Wonderful. You haven't been able to plant anything. You haven't been able to go to the supermarket. Everything is just very nice, picking things. And then 30%, you know, the earth gives back more than you plant. 20%, the Divya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, it gets equal. What you plant comes back. And people still have some mystical powers, abilities, live to be 1,000 years old. It's described in the Bible, other places. But Kali Yuga, 10%, and you know, it's just brambles and thorns and struggling like that. But it's only 10%. You know, yeah. Krishna is so kind that even people have to suffer, he arranges it. It's only at least 10% of the cycle like that. So this was happening at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, which is like to say, like fall. There's still some leaves in the trees. You can still go out and find a nice day like that, and some things like that, some berries maybe, you know, still be harvesting like that. But then the Kali Yuga starts, you know. So many different options were available to Arjuna in different ways to try and understand Krishna, even like that. Even if I want to understand Krishna, well, how do I understand him like that, you know? And he says, all of me by devotional service, you know. And the best way of devotional service is ultimately is hearing. You know, tat shrinu, just hear from me, like that. Yeah. In the Bible it says, even though your sins be as red as blood, yes, come let us reason together. Yeah. Hearing, talking, asking, and they will become as white as snow. Yeah. The Bhagavad Gita says the same thing, right? Even if you consider the most sinful of sinful people, once you're on the boat of devotional service, you know, and you'll burn to ashes all the reactions of your previous activities like that. Like this, by hearing, question, answering like that. And so, you know, probably get so many books, opportunities, devotees, learning, hearing, talking to other people. And gradually all of our doubts can be removed. We understand very clearly what is my duty and how to do it. What should I do like that? That's very clear. You know? And life becomes very simple at that point. You know, very simple. Just go ahead with your duty. Right? And everything falls in line. I mean, everything happens very naturally. And then it starts to become all kinds of adventures, you know. Somebody may go off to the war in Iraq and be fighting with people like that. Then he comes back to America and he also fights with people. But in one case it's called war, other cases called, you know, football. Right? In football you're fighting with people, right? You know? Maybe or else, you know, something tennis. Maybe you and your best friend go every Saturday and try your very best to beat each other, and you know, you want the other person to really, you know, give you a good game and a good workout. Like that. You know? So in one case, you know, they're fighting their enemies. Other case, they're fighting their friends. So this is what happens. We give up fighting as enemies, become in peaceful, you know, detached from that, and then we can start the actual positive life, you know, of engaging in all these different relationships with Krishna. You know, positive life again. Which is normal. Everybody here is crazy. We're all nuts. Every one of you is nuts. I know that. Crazy. Me too. You know? If I were in the material world, we're absorbed in the movie. We're watching this movie like that. No more real than a dream. You know? But as we practice the yoga, we start to become detached and wake up and realize, well, hey, come on, it's just a movie. Hey, you're a movie fellow. No, it's more. No, no. Yeah, come on, it's a movie. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah. And then, well, let's go outside. This place stinks. There's bubble gum under the seat. There's fleas in the all in the theater. I guess Indian theaters, older Indian theaters, kind of like that. I don't know how they are now, but they used to have all, you know, somewhere terrible places. Fleas in the place, and they clean them once a week. And there's popcorn and everything on the floor. And, you know, it's really some theaters like that. America too. So on. The seats are kind of bent forward. You know, still. Now let's go out. It's a terrible movie and it's a terrible play. Let's go outside and, you know, do something else. You know? Yeah. So this is a whole message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is meant to bring us to the point of liberation from material entanglement by engaging our activities, you know, become liberated from the reactions of our activities like that. And then after that, then there's, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam to teach us how to have a relationship with Krishna. You know? So Bhagavad Gita is basically focusing on how to do your duty and do it in a detached fashion. But more and more details are necessary. And then finally, you know, Krishna's coming again and again. Yada, yada, hi, dharma, siya, glanir, bhavati, bharata. Chidam, chidam, chinjami, aham. Again and again. Yeah. Again and again he comes. You know. So we're saying, you know, Gornatai, Nityananda, Chaitanya, and Krishna coming, you know, to teach the same message, but now in a very, very merciful form. Haranama, 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 Eva, Kevala, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Gatti, Vandata. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way in this age of Kali, but chanting the names of God, right? Glorification like that. Yeah? So you do it. In the beginning, it may be kind of boring, but you realize, well, actually, if I just do it, I always feel better. You know, when I was living in the temple in San Francisco, I just moved in, you know, living there full time before I was outside, different activities. And so I was living there, one of my old friends from the university was in San Francisco, came by and said, oh, can I see you? Yeah, I'll come on by. Let's go for a drive. So we went from San Francisco on up to the Marin Headlands, and beautiful, beautiful places along the ocean there, and it's like that. So we went, I was just sort of talking all the time about Krishna, because we all kind of lived, you know, we were friends in the university because we had interest in yoga and mystical things and stuff like that. You know? Actually, he became one of the acharyas in the Vipassana group like that. Like that years later. See, I was talking all about this, and probably after about 2 hours, he dropped me off at the temple. He goes, you know, my ability to enjoy material life has been completely destroyed. Because just hearing about Krishna for 2 hours, just like, you know. Another time, when I had a farm in Northern California and up in Clear Lake, and I came onto the freeway from the farm, and about, you know, 45 minutes, I took up to the farm like that. Came down to the main highway and was heading down. One hippie was there waiting to pick up, you know, and he's talking to San Francisco. I said, okay, get in, we'll go. And so he asked me what my name was. He said, well, it's Hanumat Preshak. What does that mean? Well, it's from one of the great epics of India. What's it about? Okay. So it was 2 hours. I just told him the whole Ramayana in 2 hours like that. And we just finished when we got into San Francisco, pulling in there like that. And he said, wow. Because we both completely forgot about time. Like that, just 2 hours has gone by like that, and again it was like another experience. You know? So hearing and chanting, even in the beginning, the first effect is that it will liberate you. You know? You become free from distress, right? You know, free from distress when you're hearing about Krishna. You know? But your disease may be there. It's like, you know, for example, if I have some red hot steel and some gasoline is leaking out on it, there's a fire. If I shoot water on it, it will stop the fire. But the second I stop shooting water on it, what happens? You know? It reignites because the steel is still hot, the gas is still coming out like that. Yeah. So the beginning is what happened. Hearing, chanting, it can hang in there, it can stop this effect, this distress. But, you know, then it's intermittent. Yeah?
And it doesn't, you know, there's contamination that's still there very much, you know. But it's, you know, so you go on hearing and chanting, as fast as you want to, as much medicine as you want to take. Take it properly, you know. And then the fire starts to go out, the disease starts to diminish, you know, like that. And then we start to develop a real taste for this hearing and chanting. It's not just that I get free from relief, you know. But now I start to become interested. Why does he say that? He says this and that. And I start to think, wow, this is so logical. It fits together so nicely. Then every situation I come in contact with, my logic deals with it properly. Men, women, bosses, employers, you know, this and that, birth, death, disease, old age, war, famine, you know, everything else, it all starts to fit into my logic. I become the greatest wise man. You know? And now that I can see Krishna all the time, at every moment, through my logic, you know, I'm meditating on him more and more. You know? And finally, there's an intense relationship he develops. But especially in this process, Prabhupada recommends, you know, acharyas recommend, doing jop every day. You know, spend some time with beads, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Okay, that's one. One round, one maha mantra a day. Or one mala, 108, like that. Yeah. Or one for each breath. Yeah. But Prabhupada's recommending 16 rounds a day. And also he's recommending 1 hour in the morning of kirtan, not half an hour in the morning and evening of chanting, like that out loud. And then maybe like 1 hour like this, discussing books, seeing movies, you know, like that. And we have so many wonderful books, literature like that. Yeah. And then take prasad, it's ready. Right? Yeah? Yeah? And that way, you know, sleep very soundly and you discover your whole life becomes so exciting. And he says in the end, it says that somebody who becomes Krishna conscious, he enjoys life at every moment, not just a little bit, but with a great thrill. Like that. His whole life becomes so astounding. It's all fitting into a bigger and bigger scheme, like that, bigger and bigger thing. I remember one time I was in junior high school. And I wasn't a very good basketball player. I get something, you know. So we were coming this way and that way, and one of my friends was real tall, Fred Barrett. He was like a leader of our team, maybe like five teams or something like that, more than that. Yeah, you know, maybe six teams in our class, you know, one class period, playing basketball. And somehow or other, we got on the final thing where it was us and other team playing back and forth, and came out of the final thing where we were like in overtime, maybe like, you know, 47-47. And everybody's going this way and that way, and suddenly everybody is just piled on top of everybody else. Everybody's seen to this day. And my friend Fred Barrett was over the ball, and he couldn't shoot at everybody like that. And I was standing in front of everybody, looked at me, and everybody looked at me, and everybody knew that they had to toss it to me, and here this idiot, you know, everything depends upon him. They tossed to me, and I was like, oh my God, I shot, and it went in like that, and we won. Yeah. So on. So it's happening, it's actually happening like that all the time, you know. One time the guru, Guru Nanak or somebody, went to one town. Everybody was very nasty, selfish, and greedy and everything else. He went away, and when he came on the hill outside the city, he gave his blessing. He said, may you all have sufficient wealth and prosperity and live together, you know, forever. Went to the next city, and people were very nice and generous and everything else. He was leaving, he gave the blessing. He said, may you all have problems with your families and be scattered to the ends of the earth. And so his disciple asked him, well, these bad guys, you gave him this blessing, they would all have all these things, these guys, the other guys, you know, curse them like that. He said, no, when you got bad seeds, you want to keep them all in one place. You know, good ones, you want to scatter them all over the place like that. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you become a little purified, and Krishna does that. He puts people in, he'll push you. He'll keep pushing you and pushing you up like that. As soon as one temple was opened, a little successful, Prabhupada would say, okay, now you go there, you open another temple like that. But Prabhupada is just going, it'll go on without you go now. Right? Yeah. Navayogendra Swami said he was a little boy in Kashmir. Kashmir? And devotees came through for Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan in the bus, selling books and, you know, table. And so he got something, was very enthused, attended all the kirtan programs, and asked his mother if he could go back with him to Vrindavan, and she's crying and said, yes, you should go, you should be a brahmachari, you know. So he was staying there some time, and he was doing well, you know. Then one morning during our japa period, after Mangalarti, everybody's chanting, and this Prabhupada's secretary came and said, Navayogendra, Prabhupada wants to talk to you. I said, Prabhupada? He said, yes. Oh, okay, wow. So he went in there and said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, what do you want? Said, oh, Navayogendra, I have a temple in Africa that has problems, and I want you to go there and be temple president and correct it. You know, he was shocked. So Prabhupada, I've never even, you know, been out of my little village in Kashmir, and
And coming to Uttar Pradesh is a big change for me. Now you want me to go to a different country, different continent, and for a temple that has problems, you know, it's impossible. He said, Prabhupada laughed and said, if you just chant 16 nice rounds and follow the four principles and make sure and keep a full morning and evening program and make sure everybody under your authority does the same thing, you'll have no problem. He tried it, and it worked. And I hardly heard him say that after being a devotee for like about maybe 5, 6, 7 years. And I said, well, you know, Prabhupada's always saying this, but I could hear it at that point. And I tried it. And since then, I've had no problem. It actually works. This is my full evening program. Yeah. Everything in my authority, got him here like that. Got to be here. Yeah. So that's our process, our sadhana bhakti. Let's do it. Yeah. And you become free from anxieties, and then the real devotional service starts to awaken. And we start to figure out what's happening. We start to become integrating with all these big challenges like that. Yeah. I can't do it. You can do it. Go ahead. I'm with you. I'm driving the chariot. Okay, here we go. Yeah. No, it's a fact. You know, I'm famous. We were coming off of Harinam one time, chanting and going out there and facing all these people. My gosh, it's so difficult, you know. And we come back, it was a picture of a poster shop. There was this poster of Albert Einstein with his hair like that, you know, and this big blackboard full of mathematical formulas and equations, strange symbols. And he said, I assure you that whatever problems you have with mathematics, mine are much greater. Like that. So Radharani is assuring you, I assure you that whatever problems you have with your temple and your mind and your situation, mine are much greater. So it goes on like that, becoming more and more like challenging and useful. And Krishna has so many things he can do. When the whole battle of Kurukshetra was finished, you know, the Pandavas were so happy, Duryodhana's finished off, it was a great difficulty, Bhima's limping along. And Krishna says, yeah, there's still one problem. So what's that? And Gandhari and Dhritarashtra. So, yeah, it's pretty serious. Oh, okay. So Bhima, I want you to go to the gymnasium and pick up this. You know, your Duryodhana had this steel form of you used to beat on. Yeah, I heard about it. Go find it and bring it here. So they all go there, and there's Gandhari and Dhritarashtra sitting there, totally lamenting. They've got all the news, what's happened. And then Bhima comes in with this big statue carrying it. So then Krishna says, oh, we're here, mother, we're here. He says, with Yudhisthira and everybody. Then Dhritarashtra says, oh, is my nephew Bhima there? Yeah, he says, yes, he's here. He said, I want to embrace him. Come forward. I want to congratulate you for winning. Like that. So Bhima's going to go forward like that. He says, no, there's a statue. So he puts the statue forward, and Dhritarashtra's feeling it, and he grabs it and crushes it. The whole thing crushes it. And Bhima's going like that. But then he starts to cry and lament. He said, God, he said, it wasn't Bhima's fault, it's my fault. I could have stopped this, and now I've killed my older brother's child. You know, and Krishna tells him, no, uncle, it was a statue. Here's the real Bhima. And he embraces him and says, please forgive me. You know, it was my fault he died, not yours. Don't feel bad. You know? And they're feeling a little better, you know. But then Gandhari says, well, is my nephew Yudhisthira here? Now he's the king, and he must be very proud of this, like that. Come forward here, like that. You know? So he goes forward, and then Krishna says, no. So she lies flat on his face in front of her, and she lifts her thing up. Of course, she has this ascetic power. For years, she's been practicing this austerity. So her thing is, at this point, she's so angry that her glance, she's going to burn him to ashes like that. But then she lifts it up. She sees that he's lying on the ground in front of her feet like that, in complete humility. You know. And then she puts it back down like that. But he gets up and his fingers are bleached white from the heat. Dips it in his fingers. Okay. And she says, oh, all right. You know, you can see you have no pride like that. You know. And they're all thinking, oh, it's all over. And Krishna goes, no, one more. And then, you know, he says, okay. He says, I'm here too, Mataji. He says, oh, yes, you rascal. You promised you wouldn't take up any weapons, but you killed more of my children than everybody else and anybody else here. You know? So I curse you that your family will also die. You know? So Krishna says, yes, I accept that. It's a fact. You know? And, you know, they should die, and so on like that. But then she's also been upset that she said this, and, you know what you did was, how else could you do this? You know? And Krishna says, yes, he says, it's a fact. You've got to understand, Mother, that this Kali Yuga is my own dark side. It's the negative aspect of God. It's absolute evil, Kali Yuga. And he said, you know, even I couldn't save everything. But with the help of the Pandavas, I was able to save something. God, I had to do so many tricks and so many things to save some morality, some ethics, some mercy, some justice, some beauty. You know? And so I was able to save something like that. And so then Gandharva is completely pacified and understands, you know, why it all had to happen. And then they all go back, you know, to the palace and they lament and talk to each other openly about everything like that. So, you know, so many things, right? You know, we have to go through, and Krishna wants to save people, all this activity. I mean, we're here worried about whether I'm going to lose my job. What do I lose my job? What will I eat? What will happen to me? There's so many things, you know. Like Krishna's, you know, it's again like, you know, your children at breakfast time are putting, you know, idlis and wadas in their pockets. Just like, well, you may not feed me lunch. You know? Better be careful. I might not get lunch in this household. And Krishna's saying, don't worry. What I want you to do is to take part in the Sankirtan movement. And that will glorify everything. So any final questions? We can chant around. Get up. It's okay. Ready to kill your family? So Papa keep. So next week we can hear Krishna's answer about what are the symptoms of a sthita prajna. Right? Sthita prajna. Pragna Bhashams. Pragna? Pragna Bhashams to Bhashams, eh? Agatul Agasum, Agatamas. Gatasums, Agatasums, Cha. Gatasums, Cha. Nanu Sochanti, Pandita, Pandita. Sochayan Amrita, Sochayan Amrita, Sochas, Tuamas.